A few points on the Sikha of Beshalach. So going right away to Oizvov, where Rebbe talks about the Shir of Loshon Nekeva, and Shir Chodosh, which is going to be Lasid Lavei, Loshon Zocha. And the Rebbe explains that Shir of Loshon Nekeva is going out of oneself, whereas Shir Loshon Zocha, Shir Chodosh, means cleaving to that what is above. So one is going away from oneself, that is Lashon Nekeva. The other one is cleaving to that what is above, and that is Lashon Zocha. So here in this Sikha, it was telling us that our Avoda today is related to Shir Lashon Zocha, cleaving to that what is above. So this is actually in line with this, what the Rebbe said in the Sikha of Boy, as regards to Moshe going into Paray. And what is the law that we have from this today? So the Rebbe explains that Pari is Be'etzem Inyan of Kedusha, and therefore Moshe going into Pari was actually an escalation in Kedusha. And that would be, and that the Rebbe applies to our Avodah today, that when we see any challenges, all of these challenges, just like the challenge that Moshe had, that he feared to go into Pari, so all of these challenges that we have faced today are not challenges that are opposing and obstructing us in our Avodas Hashem, but other Rabba, they're an opportunity to rise in Avodas Hashem. So the very same thing the Rebbe is telling us now in this Sikha, that the whole Avodah today is just cleaving to that what is above. There is nothing there standing in our way, which we have to overcome in order to see the Gilui Elokus. No. Everything there around us is just an opportunity to rise and to cleave to that what is above. Which this basically means that we, just changing our attitude about that, what is going on around us, and coming to realize how it's all just about us, coming to realize that the opportunity that is in front of us, we become engaged in the Shir Chodosh of Loshon Zocha, of L'Osel Lovei, where our whole Avodah today is just continuous escalation, going higher and higher in seeing our success in the Avodah of the Rebbe Tachtonim, etc. Just to point out over here, when the Rebbe talks about Shir Chodosh, or cleaving to that what is above oneself, so the Rebbe actually indicates that there's also the element of the Shir of Loshon Nekeva. That means we have not done away with that element. It's a chibur of both. This is what the Rebbe brings out over here very clearly. It says it here in the Siddha. And so what this basically means is, yes, the Avodah, what the Rebbe is telling us today, is one thing only. Soaring upwards. Shir Chodosh. There's nothing there in our way. So it's all opportunities. We have to adopt this mindset, and then we'll come to realize it in our Avodah Bepoel in the Metzius of the world. However, when the Rebbe says this, the Rebbe brings out that the aspect of the Shira Beloshon Nekeva still remains, is not lost. What this is telling us, when we're talking about soaring above, we're not disconnecting ourselves from the Metzius of Olam Hazeh. No, we're taking the whole Tachton of Olam Hazeh with on our journey with us. And therefore the aspect of Shira Beloshon Nekeva is not lost at all. It is in the framework of having the Shir B'Loshon Zocha and the Shir B'Loshon Nekeva, in the combination of both. Where are we going to be going? We're going to be soaring upwards, cleaving to that what is above, by having the combination of both. And what this basically means is that this, what we're going to be soaring upwards, is not through separating ourselves from the Metzius of this world, but rather by addressing, really being consciously aware of what is going on with us, around us in the world, and dealing with our issues. And in that context, we're going to be taking everything with us, and everything that we're engaged in is just going to be part of our ride, our journey soaring upwards. Just a very short comment on the last paragraph on Oizvo, where the Rebbe talks about Shir HaShirim as being the 10th Shira, which brings us to the Shir Chodesh of the Osed Lovei. And here, when the Rebbe talks about the Shir Chodesh of the Osed Lovei, the Rebbe actually associates it with Achados, so with 11, unlike what the Rebbe had brought earlier from the Mechilta, where the Shir Chodesh was number 10. So this is probably related to this, what the Rebbe is going to be speaking about soon in the Sikha, about the Ian, and has actually mentioned earlier, about the Ian of Achadase, which is above Osa. So the same thing would be in related to the Shir Chodosh. You have the Shir Chodosh, and it can be related to Esa. But then you have also the Shir Chodosh, and it is a Chadasa beyond any identification with Metzias. That means as long as it's in Esa, it's still related to the Metzias of the Ten Spheres. And a Chadasa goes beyond that. So in the same way, we have probably with regards to the Shir Chodosh, you have the way it is placed as one of the Esa. And then you have also, when it's broken down, you have the Esser as being Shir Hashim, and the Shir Chodesh going over to 11, that is beyond anything that has any identification to itself. This is maybe how it works over here. Now, going over into Ois Zion, here we have the main focus of the Sikha, we can say. Here the Rebbe is talking about the union of Esser and Achadasa. Now let us just understand, what is the Inyan of Achadasa? The Eser is, as mentioned, is the Metzias that we relate to. These are Eser spheres. This is a thing, something we can have some understanding about. Achadasa, what is actually that what we have no understanding about. It's beyond us. It's beyond the 10. That is the Inyan of Achadasa. Now, here in these Sikhas, we can say, let's say, from the Sikh of Chayisara, the Rebbe is bringing out, if we can say, the value of this generation, the value of his Metzias. In other words, the Rebbe is never, identified in the Rebbe's Torah, he is never identified as a Metzias for himself. He is always identified as an extension to that what was before him, to the Friedrich Rebbe. This is very similar to the Inyan Achadasa. What is the Inyan of Achadasa? It has no definition to itself. It's just beyond the Inyan of Esa. That is the whole significance of Achadasa, that it's beyond the Inyan of Esa. So here in these Sikhas, the Rebbe is explaining us how we can come to identify with Achadasa. Remaining in this context, that it never has an independent significance for itself. So this is what the Rebbe brings out over here. You have the Chodesh Achadasa, the Chodesh Shvat, the 11th month. So here we've gone beyond the Inyan of Esa. And here it's where we have the Stalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe explains that there is the Chodesh of Achadasa, but the Chodesh is a Levona, goes according to the Levona. That is Bechinas Mekabel. What does that mean? That we are a Metzias, but we have associated ourselves with that what is above us, with that what has no definition to itself, with the Bechina of Achadasa. So therefore, true, we have now the Gilui of Achadasa. But how do we have this Gilui of Achadasa? by being a makabel. We're on the receiving end that we have now associated ourselves being a bechina of the eser, being a metzis, which has a definition to itself. We have now associated ourselves with the inyan of achadas, that what has no definition to itself, and therefore we, the achadas, the revelation of achadas over here, is in a way of a mekabel. We have associated ourselves with it. We are therefore on the receiving end here. Then comes in the 11th month itself, comes the Yud Aleph Shvat. The Yud Aleph Shvat is Yoim, the day. That is already, or Yoim is Oil, that is not a Mekabel, that is already a Mashbia. Here, we're not on the receiving end. We are the Mashbiim. What does this mean? That we've fully associated ourselves with the Achadaseh, that it's now part of us. We're actually emanating this revelation of Achadaseh. To explain this, we can use this what Rabbi says in regards to Chibur HaHapchem, which is actually the context of these sichas here, and the Rabbi had explained in the Sikha of Boy. So, when it comes to Chibur HaHapchem, the Rebbe explains that Chibur HaHapchem is not a revelation for itself. No. There are two substances over here, two things which have a metzias to themselves, have a definition to themselves. This is what is in front of us. We have these two opposites. And these two opposites come one. Within this context of these two opposites coming one, that means we have now one object which carries in itself the different identification of the two objects that we have, separate objects we had before. We have now this one object that contains both of them, even though these two objects are actually opposite. So in this context, when we have this Chibur HaHapchem, we come to realize there's something beyond that what is in front of us, which is bringing them together. This is the inyan of the Achadasa. It's beyond the Esa. And how do we come to realize it? We come to realize it in the framework of the Esa. In the framework of the Esa, we come to realize that there's something that is beyond the Esa, which is bringing the Esa together. Now, when we have this Chibur HaHapchem, we have that what is beyond the Esa, which is bringing the Esa together, the Achadasa, which is bringing the Esa together. So there's two ways this can be. There's one way it can be, yes, one sees how all the Esa, let's say, for example, the Nes, the Teva. Nes and Teva have two definitions. Each one has itself its own definition. This is the Nes and this is the Teva. See, we see how they both come together. So in this, we see how they come together. This brings us to the realization how there is the Chibur HaHapchem. So it is a contradiction that lays between the two objects that brings us to the realization of that what is above, the Chibur HaHapchem that's above the two objects. That is one way. But then there's another way. That one has it from the outset clearly that there is the Chibur HaHapchem. One looks, again, the Chibur HaHapchem is something we cannot identify with. But we have this awareness from the outset. It doesn't have to be brought to our attention. We don't need something to raise our attention to it. We have this awareness, the obvious fact of reality. Then we engage these different objects. When we go to the Metzius of Olam Hazeh, the Esser, from the very outset, we have the full awareness that we have the Rebbe with us. And therefore, there is no contradiction in anything to of Olam Hazeh, one object with the other object. No, everything goes according to the corner of the Beira, because we have the awareness of the Achados, we have the awareness of the Metzius of the Rebbe. So again, there's two ways how we can have this awareness about this Achadasa. One way is the fact that the different objects come together brings us clearly
That is a mitzvah of achadase, which is bringing these objects together. That is the first way. The other way is, we don't need anything to raise our awareness about the Chadasa. The Chadasa is definite, absolute. It's our first thought, our initial approach. We know everything is being evolved by the Mitzvahs of the Rebbe. And then, of course, how do we identify with this Mitzvahs of the Rebbe that we're fully aware of? It's by bringing it out in our conduct of the world, bringing all the different opposite forces together in line with the Kvanas Abayda. This is how we bring out we bring out in this world our realization of the Rebbe. But we see the realization of the Rebbe from the very beginning. This is the Inyan of Achadasa of the Yud Aleph Shvat, where you have the Chodesh of Yud Aleph, and you have the Yom of Yud Aleph, and therefore the Mekabel comes a Meshpia, because the Mekabel has it from the outset, that the different objects that are in front of him, the individuality that we people carry, our different individuality which we each have, we don't consider them as something from the outset as something which is different one from each other. No, we see everything as just a fulfillment of the Kvan of the Rebbe. So therefore, we, the Mekabel, are also now a Bechinas Mashpia, just bringing out this Achadasa which we have in our awareness, bringing out in our conduct in the Metzius of Olam Hazeh. And this is how the Rebbe brings out his Metzius to us. The Rebbe's Metzius will never have a definition. The Rebbe's Metzius is something which encompasses everything. It's our awareness that when we face different aspects of our lives, when we, whatever we're doing, we have this, for we have this awareness about the Rebbe being with us in what we're doing. And here in this sikh, the Rebbe is bringing out to us how we can have the Achadasa. With the Achadasa, that means that we have this awareness about the Messias of the Rebbe up front in the very beginning. And therefore, everything is just to express the Messias of the Rebbe. It's everything goes along with it. And that is the Shir Chodesh B'loshen Zohar. We're just soaring upwards in our identification with the Rebbe by expressing it and bringing it out in the Mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh.